Welcome back to the Lehigh Valley Holiday Gift Guide. Home for the holidays, tis the season to shop small and share big. I am Tiffany.
And I'm Margaret. And this week, we're talking fashion flair, gifts for the clothes hounds and trendsetters on your list.
Yes.
Or just the people who love cozy jammies, but we're not going to cover that.
Well, I mean, we could. I mean, let's start with...
I can make them sparkly.
Yes, you can.
And that was Laura Bly, by the way. Let's start with a little holiday sweater. Are you all ugly Christmas sweater for the holiday party or classy sweater? Margaret.
It has to look cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So... I think the sweater I had last year was sparkly red and gold print. And then I have one where you can make the sequins go one way or the other.
Okay, I love those. So, and it's a different picture?
Correct.
Right, okay.
Yes. So I'm not going
that
into
was the
thrift shop and getting the old ugly sweater. It's not me.
Margaret and the thrift shop angle. Okay. So I did the ugly sweater once.
Mm-hmm.
And because I pretty much refuse to ever wear it again, I'm back to classy sweater because of economics.
Mm.
Right? Like, I don't want to buy something and just wear it once.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's enough ugly in the world. Laura, can I guess that you are?
Oh. Clearly there's going to be sparkle, shine.
Right.
Maybe a couple feathers.
There could be feathers. There could be fringe. But it's gonna sparkle and shine.
Nice.
For sure.
Yes.
Nice. Aaron. Right. And we do have Aaron here from the Southside Arts District. Aaron, for everyone, how do we pronounce your last name?
Yes. Zebertavage.
Oh, it's
Zebertavage.
A tough one.
Zebertavage.
Try spelling it. That's not easy.
Zebertavage.
Aaron Z.
Yes, which is how I always call Aaron Z. What's your go-to holiday Christmas party sweater?
I tend to go more classy and with sparkle.
Mm. With sparkle.
Yes, and I typically like to have stars. Yes, any kind of star. The Star of Bethlehem.
Representing.
Yes.
Got it.
That makes sense.
Yes, I always think of the Star of Bethlehem and that Prince song, Baby, I'm a Star.
Oh, you know what? I think it's fitting that you said that. In the car on the way over here, a Prince song popped up, and I'm dancing. And of course, people are looking, and I'm totally off topic now. But I was like, today's going to be a good day. I'm like, all right, I'm starting off my day with Prince in the car.
Nice.
So it was fitting that you said that. Okay.
All right. So what's the worst clothing-related gift you've ever gotten? Like, think worse than that bunny costume in A Christmas Story.
Tights. Hands down.
Tights?
Yep. Don't understand it. Hope it never happens again.
Tights? Like, what kind of tights?
Like
plain black or what?
Navy and red. And what? I think it was all the colors that no one wears. And I got them all.
That's
season.
Like a really hard thing to buy for people.
It was
that
package
of
like buy tights for myself.
Yeah. Like it's a little personal too.
I guess that was personal, wasn't it?
So it's
random.
So you can get.
Why you asked?
Okay, great. All right. What about Laura?
I mean, honestly, I'm sitting here and I'm going, no one's given me a gift for so long. I mean, nobody gives me gifts ever. So I haven't even had the opportunity to get a bad gift because I don't get gifts ever from anyone ever, hardly, except my mommy and my daddy.
Okay.
Well, I don't have me a man, so.
You don't need a man to have a gift.
Who else is going to buy me a gift, though, you know?
But having a man is nice.
Maybe.
It would be lovely.
Or yes.
What about you, Aaron?
Gosh, I can't think of a gift that could top
the tights.
Yes. Yeah, I think the people in my life are...
They're kind to you.
Yes, they are.
Nice.
Well, I got from my mother-in-law, because I am throwing her out there for this one.
She actually said who it was from.
A wrap. You know how, like, you get the bathrobe, but it's just a towel wrap?
Yeah.
Yes.
That? With cats on it.
Oh, see, when you first started saying it, I was like, oh, that actually is.
No.
I'm like, I don't
it
have one of those.
It has cat heads on it.
But then you thing you threw in the have cats a thing. On.
Okay.
Do you even have a cat?
Yes.
Oh,
okay.
And
you do
also,
it legally. Maybe she was trying to be thoughtful, I guess.
One year she
in.
Got. She also got me a cat scarf.
Wait, she's doubling down on the cat stuff.
No, and listen, just talking about worst gifts. I'm sorry, I do love my mother-in-law. One year for my birthday, she sent me a box of used cat books.
What is the deal with
Well, okay, but see, what Margaret is not mentioning is Margaret makes sure to fit in cats in every one of these
episodes.
Sorry,
I did that seamlessly.
So that's what she's not saying right now. And so that's why I'm just sitting back listening to the cat references.
Anyway, she did buy me a beautiful set of champagne glasses, too.
I will tell you, to this day, my favorite gift ever was a Marie Osmond. Clearly, I am still a child. I'm a 52-year-old child. But, I don't know, I was maybe 5 when I got that. And it was a Marie Osmond head. But it was like a big, it was like a life-size head. And it was like just literally her head. But then you could put makeup on it.
Oh.
So
yes,
like
I
underneath
remember
it
that.
Had the makeup.
Yes.
And I mean, I'm telling, look at my face. I'm getting goosebumps talking about it was so, I wanted it so bad. And I was like, ah, ah, ah. Then I got a microphone that went with it. It was silver microphone.
Oh, did it, like, so you could
sing? Oh, yeah.
Did it sing? Could you press a button?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Okay. Well, I mean, look, I'm giddy.
Yeah,
wow.
I had a Marie Osmond Barbie doll. She was in that purple dress.
Yes, they loved.
And there was
the
a Donny Osmond as well.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right.
Okay, so matching pajamas or no matching pajamas for Christmas Day or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, whatever you were saying.
Yeah, and are you getting dressed up?
Matching is
are you getting
husband
up?
And wife? What do you mean matching?
Whoever.
Okay.
Maybe your dog, too.
With your son?
Okay.
Just for the holiday season, do you do matching?
No Never matching. Done matching in my life.
Well, I have lots of holiday cards that people send me, and it's their whole family in matching
pajamas.
Oh, yeah.
I've literally never taken one of those pictures in my entire life with my family where we matched.
No.
No.
I have not as well.
You're no. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
I
also
taken
did not have a husband who would have ever done that. I would have been like, can we match in this picture? He'd be like, no, I will not do that for you. It's not a good idea. Sorry, that was my perfect Halil impression.
Well.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to talk about whatever your style is. We definitely have a clear room of sparklies happening here, but we're going to talk about where to find the perfect fashion gifts right here in the Valley. And starting with the glitziest, the glamorous.
Laura Bly.
Yes.
So, Laura Bly, thank you for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
So I think, Laura Bly has a shop on the South Side. She has been in business for how long?
Wow, that's a good question. Technically about 13 years, but the brick and mortar, 7 years. So I was at the Banana Factory for like 7 years.
Oh, wow.
As just an artist there. And then when I did brick and mortar, I did the first one on New Street and then the bigger one now.
Right across from Venture X. You bring all of the style and the glamour to the Lehigh Valley.
Oh, yes, I do.
And we will get into your inspiration in a moment and why you chose the Lehigh Valley. But I would like to discuss a little bit about your background. You have very extensive training as a fashion designer.
Yes, I do.
And let's tell our viewers a little bit about it, because I think they need to know just what is on those shelves in the Laura Bly.
What treasure we have here.
Yes.
Thank you. Well, I did go to college at the American College of London in London. So I was there for about 5 years between my degree, and then I did get hired immediately. I was still in school when I got hired. And so I got to work for about a year and a half in London, got to be a part of London Fashion Week. I forgot about that, literally. Princess Anne came to my graduation party.
Wow.
So we do an end of year fashion show. All design students do, but Princess Anne was our honored guest. That was pretty exciting. I'm 21.
Yes.
I had to leave because my permit ran out and, you know, I was American. So I did have to eventually move back. I did not want to, Also, my mother lives in England, so that it was it was very hard for me to leave England. I did not want to. It was terrible. But I was like, whatever, I'm going to move to L.A. So I moved to L.A. because a lot of my friends from London decided they were going to move there. So I worked there for about 2.5 years. Then I moved to New York City. I worked for Salima Salon there. So I was in New York for about a year and a half. And then I moved to Beirut, Lebanon, and everyone's like, why would you move there? I mean, you have some of the best couturiers in the entire world that are based in Beirut, Lebanon. Ellie Saab is based in Beirut, Lebanon. Abed Mahfouz is based in Lebanon.
Yes.
So people in this country don't really realize it, but that is, you know, it's an amazing country, and it's a place where I was very blessed to be able to work there and learn how to make these incredibly beautiful gowns that are, you know, one
and
of
so
kind.
You would call yourself then what is the designer term?
Couturier.
And so I think we're very lucky to have a seasoned, trained, professionally trained couturier right here in the Lehigh Valley.
Thank you.
Yes, that's a gem.
Designing clothes that we can all wear.
That everyone can wear. And so if you don't know, if you have not been on Facebook or Instagram or the news or the internet, or then you wouldn't know that Laura had a very important or nationally recognized person who you've recently created some,
yes, ma'am,
some items for. Can you tell us a little bit about that story?
Miss Saquon? Oh my God, Miss Saquon, are you kidding me?
Saquon.
Miss Tanya Johnson.
Yes.
Who's just truly been fantastic. And I did get to make her the jacket for the Super Bowl last year. I did that in 4 days. I had never met her before, and got the opportunity to do that for her. And I met her on Monday, and she was – so the Monday before the Super Bowl, I met her, and she was leaving on Thursday. So the jacket had to be completely designed. And I mean, it's one thing people don't realize. I don't make jackets. Like, do I know how to? Yes, I make gowns. So you don't just know how to make everything because you're a designer. Like, you might know how, doesn't mean you're good at it. So I was like, oh my God, I have to make this jacket from scratch,
because I did not know it was from scratch.
Yes. And I was nervous. And I'm telling you, when I put that jacket on her and it fit, I was just like, oh my God.
Yeah. And for those that,
and I mean,
that
it was perfect.
Tanya is Saquon Barkley's mother. I don't know if we said that.
Sorry,
go Birds.
Yes, go Birds. Eagles. Yes. NFL Eagles. Philadelphia football player.
You know, we still getting it done was truly. It was almost impossible, and I truly don't know how I did it, but I did. Also, Derek Wallen from Lehigh Valley Printing. He truly saved me. Without him, he did all the graphics for me. I mean, it all came together, and then we had, like, literally a bling party. And I put the jacket on the table. We all put a different part of it. We got a different part and just had to then apply all the rhinestones. And, I mean, it was crazy. Wow. But we got it done, and she was thrilled.
That's awesome.
Thankfully, she was thrilled.
So, you know, as I was saying, we're lucky to have you on the South Side and here in the Lehigh Valley, a gym, bringing the glamour. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration and why you chose the Lehigh Valley.
Well, I mean, the Lehigh Valley kind of chose me. I didn't really mean to end up here.
That there was Hesses. I know you always speak of Hesses.
So I ended up coming back to the Lehigh Valley because my brother did live here, and my family really missed me. I was gone for a lot of years. I mean, you know, I was away for a long time. And so also I was in Beirut during 9/11, so that didn't really make my family happy.
So
they really wanted me to come home. And so that's kind of how I got here. I didn't think I was going to stay, but then it just sort of happened. Now, but what Hesses is really and truly why I am even a fashion designer. I was just so incredibly inspired, like everybody is in the Lehigh Valley, by when we had the patio, when it was, I mean, anybody that remembers the patio, when you say the words, the patio, people just, they light up. It was, it's such an incredibly great memory for, I mean, countless people, not just in the Lehigh Valley, but, you know, we used to have people from New York and Philadelphia that came here because of Hess's. And, you know, we used to have something that was a true gem. And there was nothing like that anymore in any way, shape, or form. And so, you know, Hess's inspired me. And I hope that I can bring that glamour. I think I have brought that glamour back to the Lehigh Valley. Now we just need people to come and shop there. All the time.
Yeah. So you
all the time, please.
Definitely have glamorous items. This beautiful sequin jacket and the sparkles. But I'm wearing something that
is
every day. I wear this.
Yes.
To
work and I think that that's a very big misconception. Is that people think that when you walk into the shop, that every single thing there is going to be sparkling and glamorous and expensive, and we have that.
Mm-hmm.
But we have everyday items. We like the fashion show that I just did on Saturday. That is, you know, a $69 sweater merchandised with a $300 skirt. You know, so we have earrings for $34, $39. We've got sweaters. We've got bomber jackets. We've got
scarves.
Things that you can wear to work. Beautiful dresses for work. Like
wraps.
You're wearing this dress that you got from
me. I got another dress there.
And they're all
time.
Very well priced. So they're around $100. Right. So there are so many things to choose from under $100, even under, you know, $50. So it's quite literally half and half. Half of what we do is incredibly glamorous, beautiful, and yes, it's a little pricey. And then the other things are much more wearable and just things that you really can wear in the Lehigh Valley and not spend enormous amounts of money.
Right. So, and the leggings.
The leggings. The leggings are a must.
Yeah,
they are the best.
They are not the red tights. Not the red tights.
But since we are a holiday gift guide and we are speaking about holiday gifts, I do want to go over, you know, we're speaking specifically apparel, but I have been in the store and I've seen that you have some other gifting items. You know, I know that your hats are big and your accessories.
Yes, so
and, you know,
truly,
and
come
like
Christmas
candles
time.
And napkins.
Yes. Yep. So, like,
and do you have any holiday? I'm sorry. Do you have any holiday sets or holiday gifting? I feel like you were speaking about boxes or something earlier.
Right. So, for instance, we have the. I think we just sold out of them, but I'll get more. The hats that we do, which of course are full sequin hats. They're absolutely gorgeous. They're in silver, gold, and black. Those are $39, I believe. But when you come and you shop, I mean, first of all, the items that I choose are so unique. And, you know, it is an experience when you come to the shop. But so we want people to come and we want you to get your presents from us. And, you know, everything is packaged beautifully. So we're not just handing it to you. You're going to get a beautiful box that says Laura Bly on it. So when you give that gift, people are going to know where it came from. And I do think that that's important. So it's not just that we have the gifts. We've got amazing blanket scarves, which are not just pretty, they're warm, they're fun, they're comfortable. My earring selection is incredible.
Oh, yes.
I have the best earrings. I'm going to just go with Pennsylvania. What do you think about that?
I agree.
But certainly in the Lehigh Valley, that's for sure. But again, my earrings are under $40 and they're gorgeous. And you're going to get a beautiful box to take them home in. So, yes.
So when you're on the South Side shopping, Erin, you're with the South Side Arts District. Tell us about how this particular location and community has become such a vibrant shopping and cultural hub.
So I like to say that we have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to the arts on the south side of Bethlehem, from the murals that you'll see throughout, with the Creative Factory replacing the Banana Factory, with the Lehigh University Art Gallery, which is free to the public. We have If you love live music, Bethlehem and the south side of Bethlehem in particular is the place to be. I mean, for the concerts at Wind Creek, the concerts at Arts Quest, the Levitt Steel Stacks that does the free concerts all summer long.
Yep. Okay,
50 free performances.
It is crazy, actually, that it's there's so many performances that are free. It's unbelievable.
And it's on there, too. Yes. Wonderful shows. Mm.
They are.
Yeah.
Right, so when you have all of these wonderful art venues, music, and having Laura here on the South Side as well to enhance and add that sparkle to the South Side, it definitely, you can see the over the last 20 years, how South Bethlehem has just become something very different than it was 20 years ago.
A destination, and there's some things happening, right, this holiday season that you can come downtown with your friends or your family and have a holiday shopping weekend. So tell us about what's happening. You have a couple things.
Yes, yes. Well, I would like to give a shout out to Chris Kindlemart as well here on the South Side, which is on its 33rd year. Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful. But you see a lot of people come into Bethlehem, not just for the historic side, but also for the events on the South Side of Bethlehem, including Chris Kindlemart. And then we have a Naughty or Nice cocktail and cookie crawl.
Nice.
So a lot of people like to try to make a weekend of, you know, all the things that Bethlehem has to offer. So our Naughty or Nice cocktails and cookies is holiday themed cocktails, 12 samples.
Whoa. Need that hotel room at the Hotel B for that night.
Yeah. And a then staycation.
Yes. And some delicious holiday cookies. And everyone comes out. They get into their Santa sweaters they dress up like
it's hysterical.
And what day is this happening? What weekend is this?
So we will be having that December 6th as well as December 13th.
Okay, two weekends, two opportunities to get out and
two Saturdays.
Shop.
Yes.
All right, and I will say also with Chris Kindlemart, I have bought. We're talking about fashion, right? Like, I've bought lots of little things there too, like wraps, hats, mittens, you know, gloves, and socks. You know, everybody likes their fun socks.
Do they have cats on?
Yes, they do. Socks with cats on them. So, lots of opportunities to shop for your favorite fashion flair. But we're going to talk now about a couple other opportunities.
Right. Yes. So, I mean, you know, if you're looking for unique finds beyond malls, the Lehigh Valley is full of incredible boutiques and resale shops that make it easy to shop sustainably and stylishly. I always love to speak about, you know, I love the YWCA in Allentown, any YWCA, but particularly here we have the YWCA Allentown, which has the perfect fit retail boutique. They are located on the Arts Walk in Allentown, and they help women and have programs that empower women to re-enter or enter the workforce.
And then, so they provide those clothing that people women can go in on an interview or take with them to their first job. But then their retail shop, like that's where I donate when I'm, you know, when I'm sized out of something. I adopt the bag at resale. Perfect fit because it's going to either be sold and then that money will be put into their programming.
Or
it's
given to a woman that's, you know, seeking that little support.
And Mama B's is also opening a resale.
Yeah, so Mama B's has just relocated and reopened in Allentown as well on 7th Street. And so they, again, have many stylish items. They have children's clothing, women's, men's, and shoes and accessories as well.
And then we want to talk about the kids because, you know, everybody needs clothes for their children. And there's a shop called Once Upon a Child. It's located at 1932 Catasauqua Road in Allentown. And it sells gently used kids' clothes, shoes, toys, baby gear. You can also bring in your gently used kids' items. But that's a great way to, again, shop sustainably and shop locally for the kiddos.
Yeah. So what else do we have? We also have Evoke Thought Designs. If your loved one loves to stand out.
I put too many loves in there.
Okay.
Sorry.
Evoke Thought Designs, a locally owned online retailer that received funding from the Rising Tide Loan Fund, which is who is one of our partners in this. The Rising Tide Loan Fund lives up to its name. You'll find statement apparel, accessories, and gifts crafted to bring joy, positivity, and a touch of wonder to your everyday life. Visit at evokethoughtllc.com.
Yep. Unique items that you're not going to find competing in a big box store or that, you know, they're going to go to school with something new that nobody else has, which is cool. And the last place I want to make sure we mention is Assembly 88 in Allentown. And it opened up as a men's only shop.
Okay.
Which, honestly, I mean, there really aren't a lot of
that is true.
Boutique stores that cater to menswear.
Right. Except there's one. Sorry.
Where?
You partner with him.
Edwin.
Yes. Shout out to Edwin. Okay. Edwig and Sons. Custom Suits.
Oh, is that in Easton?
Or? No, he's in Bethlehem. Oh, right on Broad and Linden.
Oh, all right. Great.
Yes.
Let's shout that one out.
Exactly.
Yes. Now Assembly 88 also has women's wear. And they're more polished business-like, business looks, but great service. And they have brands like Barbour and Birkenstock and Lilly Pulitzer and Vuori. So nice. All across the board, cash clothes and, business-type stuff. So lots of places to check out that are locally owned. And don't forget those dates on the South Side, because you want to come down here and get your cocktails and your cookies.
Yes. Margaret, can I give a shout out to the Crewy Woo Boutique?
Oh, okay. Yes, that's another one for unique gifts.
For unique gifts, a lot of fun Bethlehem, Lehigh wear, and they do children.
It's also just beautiful.
It is.
I mean, honestly, they made that just wonderful.
And that's one I have not checked out yet. So I'm looking forward to taking a stop there.
Yeah, a lot of unique gifts.
Yeah. Okay, great. And that's Chewy Woo,
which is
also
Woo.
Chewy Woo Woo.
Crewy Woo. I know it's you got to get used to it.
Crewy Woo. Okay.
Boutique. Yes, and that's on 3rd Street.
Awesome. Yeah, so
any other places on the South Side that would be great for gifts or gift cards or
So I think that you'll be having one of our other great realtors home base, Skate Shop.
Andy Poe.
Yes.
Andy Poe. Okay.
Yes.
Yep. Wonderful.
And there's also a sneaker shop. What's that?
Oh, that's DTLR. Yes. And what's it called? Next to not Apotheca, sorry. Trying to help here, not promote other things. What's it, the?
Apothecary?
Wadworths?
Oh my goodness.
The antique shop.
The resale place next to the hair salon. I'm being so dumb. Escondolo, next to Escondolo. Yeah, she owns, the owner of Escondolo owns, it's called The Other Side, is what it's called. It's very cool. It's a very cool.
Fun fact.
Yes.
So when I helped with the events with the events for the Lehigh Valley Auto Show a couple of years ago, we did the purses and perfumes event. You gave some things for the purses and perfume. Yeah. We paired purses with perfumes, but I created this whole set. Laura gave me the mannequins. I dressed all the mannequins from Escondo, Other Side, to go with the purses and the perfumes. Just a fun fact, I know.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's kind of an extension of Escondo, because it's very cool in there on like the original side. She's got very unique taste.
She does.
Okay. I can't wait to check these new places out. Every shop is going to have its own style. You'll see that. And there's always a story behind it. So stop and talk to the shop owner. Find out why they are here in the Lehigh Valley designing and providing apparel for our community.
All right. Well, thank you two for being here today, Laura and Aaron. Join us next week for our Family, Kids, and Experience episode. We'll explore gifts that bring people together and create memories that last long after the wrapping paper's gone.